Tell me about your documentary, The Joy of Socks, Weird, the Science and the Power of Intention, because this ties into everything we're going to be talking about tonight. But this is an incredible project. Tell me about that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's pretty, it's exciting and fun. And it basically comes out of my two main interests, energy medicine, as I was talking about, something I've been practicing clinically for 25 years or so, but I guess I've been practicing even longer than that as a Red Sox fan, having grown up in the Boston area. And as you and probably most of your listeners know, the Red Sox have a very long tradition of coming close but not quite winning. So in 2004, when everything finally fell together for them, it was just an incredibly exciting experience for literally the whole of New England. And there was a group energy phenomenon unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. So I got interested in that and began to, you know, jot down some notes and do some writing about it. And I realized that the experiences of the team and their ups and downs really mirrored the same principles that I was using in my energy medicine practice at work. So I, you know, started to write down the different parallels. And actually, thanks to a medical intuitive friend of mine, I put them together into a short essay, an op-ed for our Boston Globe newspaper, which was picked up, and it's almost a little over 5 years ago now. Nice catchy title, Can Weird Science Save the Sox? Because that 2005 season after the victory was falling apart. And I, you know, I thought that was going to be the end of it. It was very nice to have some of the weird science ideas put out there into the mainstream, but I thought that was that. I wasn't counting on the resourcefulness of my cousin. My cousin Joel is a filmmaker, and unbeknownst to me, he had called the Red Sox the next day and said, "You see that op-ed in the Globe?" And they said yes. And he said, "Well, we're doing a documentary film on it. Can we come down and film some stuff at Fenway?" So he called me up the next day and said, "What are you doing on Saturday? You want to come to Fenway Park?" And that's how the documentary was born. So it's really been an attempt to put some of these unusual science ideas in a context that anybody can relate to by talking about baseball.
And well, what's so ironic is the 2004 Boston Red Sox, they defeated to win the World Series, the St. Louis Cardinals, where I am now. And so here's my big question. Were the Cardinal fans just not using the power of intent as well as the Boston Red Sox fans?
Well, I think that's one way of framing it. Obviously, fans and players on all sides are hoping and praying and intending, but every contest has to have one winner, and I think the determining factor is who is in the strongest alignment. You know, St. Louis had won a World Series a little bit earlier, as you all know. They had beaten the Red Sox a few years before that. I think the Red Sox team and the fans of Red Sox Nation had come so close the year before. In 2003, they were basically one bad managerial decision away from winning. We won't go into details because it's still kind of painful to think about.
we can save that for the sports shows.
Anyway. Okay. But I think the fans were just really, really into it. And some of the games were just so intense in 2004. There was an element of sleep deprivation and mass hypnosis, if you will. Some of those games were going to 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and people were just in an altered state that I think helped them focus their intention to a point that we'd never seen up until then.
Rick, can the group that uses the power of intention, also use this ability to concentrate on the team they want to lose so they will lose? Can they do that?
Well, that's an interesting paradox, and it brings out sort of the spiritual element in this intentionality process, because the most powerful emotion to generate these forces is love and appreciation and joy and sort of a unifying feeling. So if you're to get into the frame of mind of, I don't know if I can say this word on the air, but Yankees suck. No, I'm sure I can. But it's a favorite Red Sox chant to boo or curse the opponent. That takes you into a very different emotional state and a very different energetic state, and you actually destroy the coherent energy that your team needs to thrive. So one of the thrusts of the movie is to help fans switch their emphasis away from booing the opponent towards cheering for their home team.
It's interesting you bring that up, Rick, because we have learned through these experiments in weather control and things like that, that the more negative you are, the more negative thought you send out, the worse it gets for the individual. It comes back tenfold, almost destroys them.
No, that's absolutely true. And some of the experiments that we did show that players can get into the zone much more effectively, the zone of peak performance, if they're in a state of alignment and positivity. That it's somewhat simplistic, but the happier and more relaxed they are, the more effectively they'll function. So if they're focused on destroying the enemy, it affects their coordination, and they just literally cannot function as well. And it's the same for fans. They can't muster their own energy fields if they're in that negative, oppositional state.